The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In honor of MLK and in lieu of a homily today, I'm going to read part of a 1979 USCCB document on racism. It's an important thing that is still affecting the United States, and I think it's important that we listen to it and give it our attention. Racism is a sin that divides the human family, blots out the image of God among specific members of that family, and violates the fundamental human dignity of those called to be children of the same Father. Racism is the sin that says some human beings are inherently superior and others essentially inferior because of race. It is the sin that makes racial characteristics the determining factor for the exercise of human rights. It mocks the words of Jesus, where he says, "Treat others the way you would have them treat you." Indeed, racism is more than a disregard for the words of Jesus. It is a denial of the truth of the dignity of each human being revealed by the mystery of the incarnation. In order to find the strength to overcome the evil of racism, we must look to Christ. In Christ Jesus, there does not exist among you Jew or Greek, slave or freedman, male or female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. As Pope John Paul II has said so clearly, our spirit is set in one direction. The only direction for our intellect, will, and heart is toward Christ, our Redeemer, toward Christ, the Redeemer of humanity. It is in Christ, then, that the Church finds a central cause for its commitment to justice and to the struggle for the human rights and dignity of all persons. When we give in to our fears of the other because he or she is of a race different from ourselves, when we prejudge the motives of others precisely because they are of a different color, when we stereotype or ridicule the other because of racial characteristics and heritage, we fail to heed the command of the prophet Amos: "Seek good and not evil, then you may live. Then truly will the Lord be with you as you claim. Then let justice surge like water and goodness like an unfailing stream." Today, in our country, men, women, and children are being denied opportunities for full participation and advancement in our society because of their race. The educational, legal, and financial systems, along with other structures and sectors of our society, impede people's progress and narrow their access because they are Black, Hispanic, Native American, or Asian. The structures of our society are subtly racist, for these structures reflect the values which society upholds. They are geared to the success of the majority and the failure of the minority. Members of both groups give unwitting approval by accepting things as they are. Perhaps no single individual is to blame. The sinfulness is often anonymous, but nonetheless real. The sin is social in nature, in that each of us, in varying degrees, is responsible. All of us, in some measure, are accomplices. As our recent pastoral letter on moral values states, the absence of personal fault for an evil does not absolve one of all responsibility. We must seek to resist and undo injustices we have not ceased, lest we become bystanders who tacitly endorse evil and so share in the guilt of it. This was written 40 plus years ago, and I can't help but realize how much those words still seem to apply to today in many different ways. There still exist structures of sin in our society that we've slowly overcome, but still have not completely overcome. And it's on us to fight against these things. Now, the way that we fight against them will be different for each of us. That's just a given. For some of us, maybe we'll be out on the front lines doing activist work. Others will quietly move towards the good, towards Jesus Christ, towards recognizing the humanity of our brothers and sisters. And so it just depends on where we're at spiritually and what it is we're called to do by God. Because the body of Christ is made up of different members, different parts. And so not all of us have to do the same exact thing, but we all do have to agree that we have to work towards justice and truth and beauty and goodness for the sake of our brothers and sisters, most importantly, for the sake of Jesus Christ.